Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
2,000 yards. Saquon Barkley joins a special group of running backs with that run yesterday. What a season. And we'll see come this Sunday if the Eagles give him a chance to go for the all-time rushing record in a single season. 215-592-9049. For the guy that was on that call yesterday and all the calls, Merrill Reese joins us in his weekly spot. Merrill, how you doing this morning?
I am great. What a way to end the meaningful regular season.
Well, it was. And Merrill, it was an interesting game yesterday because, you know, the first, I'd say, 10 minutes of the game, it wasn't going great. I mean, the Eagles had that pick six, which was wonderful, but the Cowboys had two drives down the field. I think the yardage total was like 100-0. And then from then on, a flip switched and the Eagles just dominated this football game.
That was exactly it, Joe. It was almost lethargic at the beginning. And even the defense, I said, boy, it seems like they're taking over from where they left off in Washington. And Mike Quick said to me, you know, you're saying exactly what I'm thinking. But then suddenly there came the pick, and then they put on the switch, and they were just absolutely dynamic.
They were on both sides of the football. Merrill, let's talk about Saquon, then we'll kind of circle back to everything else that happened yesterday and then look forward to the postseason. Merrill, Saquon Barkley, he didn't start off hot, and the passing game was actually more of the driver of the offense in that big second quarter. But by the time the third quarter came, Merrill, and then the fourth, you kind of felt he was wearing down that Cowboys defense and starting to gash them there. What did you make of Saquon, how they handled it, and now moving forward, what do you think happens this coming weekend with him, you know, within striking distance of the record?
Well, what happened was he got his there were some opens. He saw the daylight and he went. I mean, he turned the corner one time where anybody would have been stopped almost at the line of scrimmage, and he outran the DB and then just raced down the sideline for about 15 yards. He is an amazing, amazing player. A lot of our listeners are probably not going to like to hear me say this. From a personal standpoint, as a fan, as a broadcaster, I would love to see him break Eric Dickerson's record. Love it. It would be entertaining. Without that to look at, and without the regulars in there, it would be almost like a preseason game. But, everything the Eagles have done, going back to the winter, hiring coaches, bringing in coordinators, preparing for the draft, signing free agents, the way they ran training camp, every single thing they did, was based on one thing, winning the Super Bowl. They wanted to do every single thing they did to be in position to win the Super Bowl. And I want to tell you something. There is too much of a risk in playing the starters because you can't just play Saquon Barkley. You've got to put the offensive line in there, and then you've got to bring in the wide receivers to take the pressure off of the running game. You can't do that, in my opinion, because any one of these guys who gets hurt could make a big difference. Everybody has a vital role. You need this team at its absolute strongest going into the playoffs, and I believe there is too much of a risk. I wouldn't put any starter out there.
So, Merrill, they may agree with you. I do think this becomes a complicated decision for Nick Sirianni. Merrill, how do you think the decision-making goes this week? Because you know, Sirianni's a player's coach, and we heard after the game, we put a lot of them talking about after ready, Jordan Mailata was probably the strongest, that they want to go for this. They want it. And of course they do. They're players, and they want their teammate to get something special. They're part of it. Merrill, do you think this becomes a Nick Sirianni thing? Do you think this is an organizational decision? Because it's not an easy one for a coach when the players say, hey, let's try for this.
Yes, but the players don't always know what is best for them. I know that their emotion is there. They would like to be a part of history. That's all well and good. But then you have to go to the coach and you have to go to the organization. You have to have everybody talk about it. I don't think it's a difficult decision. I really don't. I mean, it'd be wonderful to do that. But you know what? In another year or two, you're going to have 18 games and somebody is going to come along and outgame that record. So it's tremendous that he became the ninth player to pass that 2,000-yard mark, and he's up there with Adrian Peterson and Jamal Lewis and Barry Sanders and Derrick Henry and Terrell Davis and Chris Johnson and, of course, Eric Dickerson and O.J. Simpson. To be in that list of elite running backs historically is a tremendous, tremendous achievement. But at this point, the Super Bowl is the goal. That comes first. I don't think it's a tough decision.
Merrill Reese with us here as we discuss the Eagles winning the East and, of course, the Saquon Barkley dilemma coming up this Sunday. Merrill, how about the other aspects of the game yesterday, including the quarterback play? You know, going into the game, you know, when you don't have your starter, you never know. But the Eagles, over the years, as you've seen and called all these games, Merrill, have been blessed with a lot of good games out of backup quarterbacks. And they got a pair of them yesterday because I thought they both played well. Obviously, Pickett for more of it. Merrill, what'd you make of the quarterbacks and mostly Pickett, who I thought after that those first couple series really got rolling there?
Well, he did, and I thought he was courageous to begin with because those ribs were not healthy. I mean, he had to be feeling certain discomfort, you know, that amount of discomfort. But he went out there and he played tough, and he threw some great passes, particularly to Devontae Smith. But he was tough, and he did what he had to do, and he threw that deep sideline pass to Grant Calcaterra. So I think he did a great job. And then, of course, we saw what Tanner McKee did, and that was impressive. But let me tell you something. That position goes three deep. But to go where you want to go, number one has to come back. And I hope that soon. And even if he's healthy this week, I don't buy the fact that, well, he missed most of the Washington game. And he'll miss this week. And how's he going to get sharp? He's sharp enough. He'll practice before the playoff game. And he'll be Jalen Hurts. He'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and an extra week could be good for him and his concussion symptoms to get all better before that playoff game.
You know, think of one other thing, Joe, and I think this is important. The bye came all the way back at the beginning of October. Mm-hmm. That means from week six on, this team has played every single week. They're bruised. They're battered. They're all hurt in different ways. They may look spry out there on the field, but every one of them has some kind of injury, something bothering them. These starters need a week off to recover and to go into the playoffs at 100% full strength.
Well, and they could create that this week if they choose to with this game against the Giants. Merrill, let's look forward because the next time we see everyone play will be a couple weekends from now. I'm not sure if it'll be Saturday or Sunday, but they'll play one of those days. I don't think it'll be Monday, but one of the 3 days of Wild Card Weekend. They will host the game as the two seed. And Merrill, we know it's one of two teams. It's either going to be the Commanders or the Packers. Merrill, that's both are very interesting potential matchups for a first-round game.
They are. And they're two very, very good teams. You know, pick your poison, as they say. But I think the Eagles are capable of beating either one of them.
Well, they have. And they beat them both this year. They beat Green Bay in Brazil, and they beat the Commanders in early November. Almost beat them again last week. Merrill, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you on Sunday before the game.
Thank you, Joe. And hi, Hugh. How are you?
Hey, Merrill. I just kind of let y'all go, man. I just like to hear what's
okay.
Going on.
I'm not used to hearing you quiet.
This is probably the only time I'm quiet.
This is his bye week. Yeah,
that's about it. Well, you guys have a wonderful New Year.
You too, Merrill. We'll talk to you soon. There he goes, Merrill Reese. So Merrill's strong in his opinion.
No, he is.
Sit the starter. Sit Saquon.
I respect Merrill. Tremendous amount of respect. But Merrill, I understand the history part and being, you know, need the rest. But man, everybody banged up around this time of year. And you're playing on sheer willpower
at this point. Let him play.
Man.
Let him play, Hugh.
I'm with it.
I know.
You know, I'm with it. I'm with it. Because you'll never, man, you'll never walk this road again. Like, that's the fact. And it's the same with the Super Bowl. And we take chances every time we go out there as a player because everybody's banged up. There's not a person on that team that right now, if I asked them, are you hurt? They'd be like, yeah, but I'm functional. It's the difference between being hurt and being functional.
So Merrill didn't think this is going to be a challenging decision for Nick Sirianni. Now, ultimately, Sirianni may go down the path Merrill suggested. I mean, he may sit and not let him play. I do think this is a challenging decision for Nick Sirianni because it's almost like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Like, if you're the head coach and, you know, you realize what Merrill's saying and what a lot of people are saying, mm-hmm. he could get hurt. You don't have a, you haven't had a bye since week five. Like, this is your opportunity to kind of rest. That's one end of the spectrum. And let's not forget, Hugh, last year in what was pretty much a meaningless week 18 game where the Eagles were almost assuredly going to be a wild card, not win the division last year. Remember, they played their starters to start that game against the Giants last year, and A.J. Brown got hurt. So, like, that could be in the back of Sirianni's mind. But at the same time, this season changed when the O-line came to him and said, let's run the football. Like, how could he now say that? He's a player's coach. And if they want to play, man, if I'm Sirianni, Hugh, I can't say no to those guys. I can't. It would just be hard for me to say, yeah, I hear you, but we're not doing it.
I know everybody wants to talk about last year and how AJ got hurt in a meaningless game.
Well, it's
got to
be in the back of the coach's mind.
I mean, it is, but that I think those circumstances were different. There was a little bit tumultuous time going on during that. AJ ran in the stands and gave his jersey to some old random-ass dude that he threw the football to get
Tanner McKee's ball back.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's different. I understand that everybody's a little bit of a snowflake in this situation. They're a little nervous about being hurt. Man, you get hurt you can get hurt all the time out there playing. I understand that everybody's like, well, it's the last game and they need some rest. Those cats want to go for this. And if they want to go for it, man, then let them go for it. You will never, ever, 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 ever in life be this close. And I understand that everybody's talking about, well, you know, somebody's going to break the record next year. This record has stood for 40 freaking years.
I think there's a real chance it never
gets
broken again.
This is a 40 freaking year in an era, in an age. Think about this for a minute, people. Everybody say they don't play. In an era where just 2 years ago, we were talking about running backs don't even matter. Running backs couldn't even get a job before. Mm. Now you're talking about a situation where you have a running back who has resurrected his career. A few years ago, they didn't even want to pay him.
Well, here's what you need for this record to ever get broken in. You need a combination of health for a running back, which is not often, right?
And you need carries.
You need a great offensive line. You probably need a good team where you're up in games to run the football. Like, there's a lot of great backs. Every era has great backs. But it took 40 years for someone to really have a chance at this one. I think there's – I know Merrill's
just
point is
if,
they might go to 18
got
games.
Bijan Robinson, Kyle's back and running behind this offensive line.
Well, he's good, too. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But you have to have a perfect storm.
Well,
this is a perfect storm.
It is. Well, and he's at the stage of his career where he's probably that combination of smart and health. Like, it's just – it may never happen again.
Yeah, and, like, think about – even with the 17 games, it's an outlier that he's even in this position right now. He had to break a few 250-yard games.
Yep.
Like, this is – just because the fact that he was in some situations where he's hitting so many home runs with his runs.
And he's playing behind the best O-line in the sport.
Right. So, like, I agree with you. I think it's super rare that this will, like, even come close to being in this situation again. And then I don't think the game is meaningless. Like, I think this is meaningful to the team to break this record. It's not just not the same situation with A.J. Brown getting injured last season. Like, the team can go get the NFL rushing record. And I brought this up the last time we talked about it. We might not win the Super Bowl anyway. And, like, I hate to be that guy, but this is Philly, and we don't win a lot here. A lot of our favorite teams, a lot of our favorite moments.
Not a good argument.
Well, no, it's a great argument. Like, think about our favorite, like... It's not, no, Hugh, like your Eagles teams were the most beloved
saying.
In the city. You guys didn't win a Super Bowl. Allen Iverson
saying.
In 2001. It's like one of the best years that Sixers fans have had in
Roy
forever.
Holiday, 2010.
Of course, right. Like, I mean, there are moments where you can, like, look back on fondly and not have a title.
Yeah, it's a lot that's not guaranteed. And when you look at it like this, say, you know, since I'm, you know, the betting guy on the show, the guru, the betting guru.
Excuse
I look
me?
At it like this. We ain't got to talk about it. I'm just saying, you know.
What's that account at?
Excuse me? I hit an eight-leg parlay.
That was an
They're cheering you, Douglas, in Philly.
You broke now. Go ahead.
I am broke now. But it's one of those things where you're closer to realizing this than, let's be honest, than winning the Super Bowl right now. And again, I feel like when you talk about injuries, if you're worried about injuries, go talk to the Detroit Lions, who are, by the way, 13-2 and have been without most of their starters the whole season. If you're a good coach and if we think that Coach Sirianni is that, then you figure out ways to coach through. They're not saying that Saquon's getting hurt. Don't get me wrong. Now, I don't want nobody here thinking that knocking on wood thinking I want Saquon to be hurt. That's not the case. What I'm saying is this. Every time you go out there and play, you run a risk of that. And when you do, just like we got Kenny Two Gloves hurt yesterday, and then we got Tanner McKee coming in there and him doing his thing. You got to coach around certain things that you cannot quantify in the course of a game. So I just think you should go out there. You gave the man 31 touches yesterday, and now he's 101 yards away from breaking the record. Let that man finish this out.
You have to. Also, if I'm Sirianni, I don't make the decision on my own. I got to talk to the team. I got to gauge their what they really want, what the offensive lineman, what Stoutland really want. If they want to go for it, I can't just put my foot down and say no. Like, and if the opposite happens and they all say to him, "Hey, we could use a rest. Hey, we're good." Then that's different. Then maybe that's what the whole team feels. You gotta kind of manage the team there. But if they want this, and I think they do, I let them go for it. Doug's up on WIP. Hey, Doug.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Doug?
All right, so perfect timing for this call because I'm actually driving right past Giants Stadium here, and it smells bad in this area. And I can't think of a better time for Saquon to break this record than against his old team. All-time great moment for the Eagles, great TV. He's earned it. I think we should play him. I fully understand that injuries are a possibility. Just like you said, they're a possibility all the time, every game. This is an all-time moment for the Eagles. I just would love to see him get this record.
I'm glad you said that. It is an all-time moment for the Eagles franchise. I mean, it's one of the great seasons anyone's ever had here, and they've obviously had some great players. And, Doug, I think it matters. It's against the Giants. I know it, like they stink, but if they were playing the Colts or the Titans on Sunday, it doesn't have the same like cachet. It doesn't have the same feeling. He gets to do it against the team. Not only Doug that he played for, but that we all watched the Hard Knocks thing where their GM basically like said, whatever, it doesn't matter if he leaves. And now he's going to break the record against him. It matters.
I think the best thing that they could do is get a YouTube channel going with their GM and head coach and that front office, just watching them have to watch this game. I would love to see that. There's just a real reaction of who they let go. Saquon's a great guy, great teammate. And, again, I think he deserves it. This is an all-time team award as well. It's like the old saying, take the bird in hand except for two in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
This is in front of us. There's no guarantee that we get to the Super Bowl and we win a Super Bowl. But this is pretty obtainable, and this is one of those things we're going to be talking about for decades to come.
We are. Good phone call, Doug. And, Hugh, you mentioned it when we started off. He's in striking distance. If he was still – let's just throw a number out. If he was still 200 yards away, feels pretty – unlikely, right? Like that. Feels, that's a lot, and it's almost like, is it really even worth trying? Because you know, the odds of getting to 200 are so slim anyway. But he's at 101, and he gets to face a terrible run defense. I think they can get there in a half, maybe the beginning of the third quarter. I don't think this would take four full quarters to get there.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, if you play it right, it shouldn't take that long to get there. But it's one of those things where I think people are looking at it and they're looking at this team being possibly a little bit banged up and they're being a little nervous. They're being like what you call plant-based.
Yeah, I don't even think they are banged up right now, are they? I think I think people are afraid of the idea of them getting hurt in this game.
Yeah. You know, it's the Giants, but you can't worry about that, man. You get hurt any time you play. And this team has shown some pretty good resilience over the last couple weeks. You know, when you talk about things that have happened to them. I don't think you should worry about that. Especially if it's one of those things where the players aren't worried about that.
Also, you can strategically – I mean, look, they're going to sit some starters on Sunday, obviously. Not every one of the guys that played yesterday are going to play this coming Sunday. There's no reason for that. But you could strategically sit different players, Like, dude, Jalen Carr doesn't have to play in this game on Sunday. Zach Bond doesn't have to play. Quinyon Mitchell doesn't have to play. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who got banked up again yesterday after his two picks, doesn't have to play.
He stole one of them picks from
Oh, he stole it right from me. You see Quinyon's reaction like, oh!
He played it off well,
no,
though.
But he was a little disappointed.
He was like, damn.
Because it was going right to him.
Yeah, it was coming right to him, and CJ undercut.
It's wild. That was wild. Poor Quinyon's just not getting one this year.
Yeah, he can't get one this year.
Maybe he's saving it for the playoffs. Seth in media. What's up, Seth?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Seth?
All right, so I got a few things that I need to say. I need to pop off with. First of all, let me put all of these softies out there. Cue the Mr. Softie song. Let me put all these people out there to bed right now with this. You need to rest him. You need all this stuff. We are so close right now, and the 16 game BS that I keep hearing because you know Saquon's doing it in 17 games. All right, Eric Dickerson had 404 carries to get to 2105. Saquon Barkley's only had 345 carries, and he's already only 101 yards away. He's getting 4.2 yards a carry. I mean, how many does that get? What's he need, a little bit over 20 carries to possibly obtain this?
Yeah, if we go by his season average, I think it would take him like 17 or whatever to get here.
That is bananas to not try and go for. You live in a world of crybabies and softies. If you think, you know what it is? You just don't want it bad enough. This is not just, and I agree with everybody that's been saying, this is not just a huge deal for, you know, the offensive line or for Saquon. This is the whole team, right? Because the defense also has to keep their defense gassed by getting the other team's offense off the field so quickly. You know, Saquon's hard enough to stop with rest. These defenses are coming out, and they're gassed because our defense has been playing top-notch, right? So this is a whole team thing. And this is the last caller, the bird in hand is worth two in a boot. He's absolutely right. This is obtainable. This is right in front of us. And if anything is going to give this team – these are professionals. These guys have been playing for a long time. They know what's at stake with the Super Bowl, but they're banged up, like Hugh was saying. If anything is going to give them a shot in the arm, what better thing to do that than to all of them go down in the record books as the team that helped Saquon Barkley break the all-time rushing record? I mean, I can't fathom not going for it, and anybody that says otherwise is a softie. You want to have a dynasty team. You want to talk about a team that's going to be great for years and win it. This is what great teams do. They're not afraid. Doug Peterson wasn't afraid when he coached in the Super Bowl and went for it on fourth and one, when they ran that play. The whole game he coached unafraid. And that's what you do. You got to play unafraid. You coach unafraid. Go get that damn record.
Let's go, Seth.
Go get it.
Well said. I just go back to this. I mean, the greatest winners in the NFL over the last ever, really, are Belichick and Brady, right? Mm-hmm. All they did is win. All they did is go to the Super Bowl. And they had an opportunity in 2007. They were 15-0. They had everything locked up. They had nothing to play for except history in the final game. You know what they did, Hugh? They went for history. They got Randy Moss' touchdown record. They got Brady the touchdown record. And they won the game. Now, I know they didn't win that Super Bowl. They lost 6 weeks later. But did they lose because they played week 17?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. They lost because they had a bad day 5 weeks later, whatever it was. They went for history, and the Eagles can do the same thing on Sunday. And I actually think they could do it in a half. Like, this doesn't have to be a four-quarter game. This is not about a win or a loss where you got to finish it. Just get them the record, get the guys off the field, and complete this season. 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls. On the other side here, we'll let you hear from inside the locker room following the Eagles clinching the NFC East and a few more Eagles players on if they want this record for Saquon Barkley. We have a show movement today. When was the last time we all agreed on something?
This has been a long time, man.
We're not yelling at each other today. We're yelling softies out there.
You know what? Shut up.
215-592.
We have been off for like a week, though. We didn't probably got a little...
We're rusty?
Yeah, a little rusty. We got to shake the rust
Well,
off.
We'll yell about some other things before the show is over. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We said together we can do special shit, right? We said together we can do special shit. Rushing for 2,000 yards is special shit. Winning the NFC East. Yeah, speaking of FOMO, turning the ball over four times again is special shit. But I want a lot more. Think about how special this journey's been so far, right? It can get a lot. We got a lot to be thankful for that. We got a hell of a lot to be thankful for. We are blessed by a ton, all right, in this room. All right, you guys have been blessed with great talents. All right, we got a special team. We want even more now.
You know what else? You know what else is special, Hugh?
What's that?
The rushing record.
Yes, it is. They're not done. I don't think they're done. I don't think they're done.
He's a player's coach. They all like him. If they want to go for this and he says no, that's not good on him. Like, I just don't think it's good for him in the locker room. Now, I know his job is to be the adult in the room. Doesn't always act like it, but his job is to be the adult in the room. I get that. But if those players who came to him, and it's the story that changed this season is when they said, let's run the football. How could you tell them no now? How could you tell Jordan Mailata and Dickerson and Saquon no now? You can't do it. Go for the record. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record next week against the Giants? How about this? Kind of interesting. So I would say, 90% of our callers so far, Hugh, have been on the play him, right?
Mm-hmm.
57% on the Twitter poll said play him. That means there is a silent, not majority, but a silent group out there.
Show yourselves.
43% are saying no, but yet most of our callers today are on the yes. So there's people out there that are probably just a little afraid to say, it's okay.
Is it more cowardly to not want the record or to not express?
It's cowardly or strong. That's probably why they don't want to call because you call them names. That's probably why.
You show up every day, we call you names.
I mean, but you know, y'all don't bother me like that. I don't let y'all bother me.
Listen, if you
do call me,
there is also an incentive for you to come to work. I mean, you know.
Yeah, these bills keep coming.
That is true. He is getting.
I'm sure he'd suffer through getting berated by you and I if it wasn't a paycheck.
That's actually a really good point. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phone lines here, let's hear from a couple players and what they think here. First, let's hear from Darius Slay. His thoughts on Saquon on the backdrop. Of course, Eric Dickerson expressed that he doesn't want Saquon to break his record. Here's what Slay said about all that.
I mean, I would love him to have the record, but, you know, of course we need him way bigger than the record. But I would love him to have that record, definitely after what Dickerson said, too. That was not cool. So, yeah.
Well, Dickerson came out this weekend and said he doesn't want Saquon to break the record.
Yeah, because he want to be remembered. He's going to always be remembered, man. But, you know, there's a group that it is funny because normally it's NBA players. Like the old head NBA players,
the petty, yeah.
That I talk to, they talk about how much money these young guys are making and how they had to do this and that. And you would very rarely see NFL players do that. But now it's the time is changing. And Eric Dickens is looking at it like, hell, it's been standing for 40 years. Give me 40 more. He wants to be the only one, you know. And it looked like it was trending in that direction for a while. I want Saquon to break it. For the simple fact that we'll never travel this road again. Not for a while anyway, with the way that running backs are going. I don't think people realize and understand that the running back was going the way of the fullback. Like it really was. The way that they were devalued, dime a dozen, find them anywhere. You know, we had a coworker who used to talk about they say you could shake a tree. And, you know, running backs will fall off the tree.
So even with the little renaissance here, Hugh, I don't think this could happen like next year. I mean, this is like a perfect storm, right? You have a great player, healthy player, great mm-hmm. O-line, winning team. You know, you could put a great running back, let's just use Saquon as an example, right? He was just as good, maybe close to as good. Like, he wasn't like much of a difference of the player he is now. The player was in New York. He didn't come close to these kind of numbers because he didn't have the O-line. His team was down in games, obviously, so they had to throw a lot in the fourth quarter because they were losing every week. It's a perfect storm to get here. So, yeah, Dickerson could have – maybe he'll get his way, right? But if it, the bottom line is this. If it happens now it might last forever. Dickerson's had it for 40 years. He's petty about it. That's fine. Let's also hear from AJ, who wants this record for Saquon.
Let Saquon hit that number.
Excited for him. He was trying so hard, guys. He was trying so hard. You know, I told him to get it done, but be safe, and I'm happy for him.
Do you want to see him go for the all-time rushing record next week?
Of course. Why not? You know, I want to be a part of that. You know, so looking back on the years, I'll say, hey, that's my teammate. You know, and he did it.
It's viewed as a Saquon thing, but you just said it. Like, what do you think it would mean for the team if he would set that record?
It means a lot, you know. His purposes, you know. Like I said, I like to say when I'm talking to my kids, I was a part of Saquon when he did it, you know, part of the team when he did that. So who knows what happens next week, so we'll see.
So I thought it was interesting there, him saying he told him to be careful. Did you notice the last carry Saquon had yesterday? He could have lowered his shoulder and tried to get a few more, but he got out of bounds. Like, there's a way to do this on Sunday.
Yeah.
And look, obviously you could pull a hamstring on any play. But what I mean be careful is not put yourself in super harm.
On the slide?
Well, like, if you're in the sideline and three people are coming at you, just duck out of bounds.
And
right?
let's be honest. There are going to be some cats on that Giants team because they've kind of done this. They like to speak out of turn a lot. There are some cats out there that are idiots about what Saquon's doing, you know, and they're going to probably be on the field and they're going to dap him up and be like, wow, man, it's really nice down here in Philadelphia, huh? Like, it's going to be some of those conversations.
Sure.
And talking about being with the Giants organization. It's going to be fans of the New York Giants. It's probably some fans that's listening right now as we speak, Joe. Call in, New York Giant fans, and talk about how much you're excited for Saquon Barkley and his resurrection in the NFL, knowing that he played for a terrible organization that the one that you cheer for. I mean, it's cool. We ain't going to tell nobody who you are. These calls are anonymous. We got anonymous calls. Ain't nobody going to know who you are.
No, your names are all on the screen.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
And they're locked in forever.
Don't do that. I'm trying to get some Giant fans to call
in. And we do have caller ID.
What was the guy?
Peter and Mapleshade.
Peter and Mapleshade, who got in run-ins with Sirianni, which now as time goes on makes just some sense.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, it's some Giants fans out there that are there secretly, they're rooting for Saquon this weekend to break the record.
So we all want him to here, right? A lot of our callers so far want him to. There's another element to this. Do you think they're actually going to let him? There's two separate elements. So we have another poll up here. Do you think the Eagles will let Saquon go for the record on Sunday?
On a Monday, before this is the last, since I ain't going to be here all week,
yep.
I'm going to say yes. You know why?
Why?
Would that change if it was a Friday?
Yes, it would. Because, you know, now,
he'd be plant-based on Friday.
Well, But, no, I feel like, hell, they gave 31 carries yesterday.
I know. Part of me is a little bit nervous that was just to get over 2K, and that's they're content with that.
You nervous?
I'm nervous they won't let him try it.
Don't be nervous, Joe.
Well, I am. Well, of course I am.
No. I think they're going to let him break it, man. You got too close because, giving him that many carries, you run the risk of getting close to breaking it. Mm. And they did that, and he did that, 101.
So I feel very strongly they should let him play. I don't feel very strongly they're going to let him play. Like, I want them to, and I think there's a chance. I don't think this is, like, out of left field. Like, I think there's a real chance they're going to lean that way. But, Kyle, I don't feel like it's locked in they're going to let him. The Eagles typically try to be on the cautious side with injuries. They don't play anyone in the preseason. I do wonder if last year's in the back of their head that they had a game that had some meaning, but very little. And AJ got hurt. Jalen broke his finger. I wonder if they 2,000 they're content with. I don't want him to be, but a part of me is I'm not sure they're going to let him try.
No, it's not sure either. I truly think it's a 50-50 shot. I think Sirianni's going to have a lot to consider this week, and he's going to have to talk to the guys on the offense and the guys on the team and really gauge what they think. Sirianni said after the game, and we've seen before the season, he's mindful of these records, these milestones for players. So I think he's going to take some time to see how truly important it is for Saquon and the guys to go get this. And I think he'll make the decision based on that.
You think this is a Nick Sirianni-only decision, or is Howie and Jeff involved?
Howie and Jeff.
Yeah, well,
I think they have to be involved.
The other element to this is that Nick Sirianni's his job could be on the line with this decision. If he plays them and he does get injured in a worst case scenario, he's getting canned, man.
Now we're down this road. Let's play it out. Hugh, he plays him. He gets hurt. They lose in the first round.
He's out. There's no way you can be in
trouble. He's in big trouble.
He is.
I think that first round exit, regardless if Saquon get hurt or not, that's probably going to that's the reality.
But that illustrates just how Sirianni's kind of hanging on by a thread here.
You know, honestly, no. I think that this is great for the organization as a whole. And as petty as the players are about these rivalries that we have against the Dallas Cowboys and the Giants and everybody else, I think it goes upstairs, too.
Of course it does.
It goes to the owners as well. And to for Mr. Lurie to be there and to be able to fleece your first round running back, your pride and joy, the one that you got on television said you'd be real sick if you saw him go to the Eagles, to have him get the record against you, to have him get the record against you here, like that's huge. Now, anytime again, people, and I think that you know. We're all hung up on the injury part, and that's a part of it because you know it's football, and we're bigger fish to fry. But that's a risk that you take every time you go out there, and I think that we're too close for that to be the deciding factor. What if you get hurt? This is not the first game of the season. We're here, and we've seen next man up mentality. Now I know Saquon Barkley is a different man. He's a hell of a guy. But we saw that yesterday. It was on full display yesterday with Kenny Two Gloves and Tanner McKee. It was on full display yesterday. Mm-hmm. So you can't use that as an excuse.
So if Sirianni does bring this to Howie and Jeff, if I'm Howie, I want him to get the record. Like, think that list that they put on the screen yesterday, Merrill went all over the names when he was up with us, the 2,000-yard rushers. You know there was a theme with all the other ones except Saquon. They were all got 2,000 yards by the team that drafted them. Like, if I'm Howie Roseman, I signed in free agency the all-time rushing king. Like, if I want that, that's a feather in my cap if I'm Howie Roseman. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jake in West Philly. What's up, Jake?
Hey, listen, I don't think it's a decision. There's going to be a team decision. I think Sirianni already made the decision because he didn't have him in there. If he was going for the record, he could have inched closer by leaving him in garbage time and picking up another 20, 30 yards. I think the decision is made.
So, Jake, you might be right, but I was thinking about that yesterday. I also wondered if they just have a number in their head where it's too many carries in a game. Like, you know how in baseball, the pitch count? Like, he was at 31 carries. I just wonder if they say 35 is egregious. No matter what, we're not giving a running back 35 carries, and that's why they said no more yesterday.
I hear you, but again, if they were really going for the record, they would try to make it as few yards as possible that he would need in the last game by running up more of them on that game. But the other thing too is, let's don't discount the fact that 2,000 yards is a heck of an accomplishment. Whether he gets the record or not, there's a really small list of people who got 2,000 yards. That's enough right there to be satisfied with. I don't think Nick is going to
play. That's enough,
and I think he's already made that decision. Like, be happy with the fact that he got 2,000 yards. Nick is not going to play him. It's a done deal.
Well, I don't have to. I don't have. I mean, 2,000 yards is great, but it's not the record.
That's enough. It's crazy, though.
If he was going to chase the record, he would have left him in garbage time to get some more yards.
No,
going for it.
I understand your perspective, but Jake, I think there could be more to the idea that it's just too many carries in one game. Like, how many carries were they going to give him yesterday in a single game? 40?
I don't know, but again, it's like, why would that be too many? If we're discounting the possibility of injury, then why is it that at 31 carries he's cut off? But
well, the game was out of hand.
31 carries, and he got 41 points,
and he can get a week to rest.
Yeah. Also, there's the element of they got him close enough yesterday to make this realistic. You know what I mean? Like that last 20-yard gain on Sunday got him over 2,000 and put this in play. Right? It's not like he only needs 100 now. It's not like he needs 150 or 140 or 130. 100 is really not. It's not that much.
You do hear the math here, right? If he gets 3 or 4 more carries for another 20 yards, then he only needs like 80.
I know.
No, we hear the math, but you're not hearing the point that we're making, though. I mean,
it was too many carries.
No,
Jake, when was the last time a running back in the NFL had 35 carries in a game? I mean, I don't know.
I have no idea. When's the last time a running back in the NFL had 2,000 yards?
Derrick Henry in 2020.
Yeah, doesn't happen often.
Right. But it also happened 4 years ago. Like 2,000 yards is cool, but not, I mean, 8 or 9 guys getting to something is fun, but it's not being the number one is number one.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying to me that Sirianni, by pulling him, was not signaling, like, we're not chasing this record?
I don't think a decision is made. That's my point. You may be right, Jake, on this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, none of us know the answer right now. I don't think they've made the decision. Jake, we appreciate the phone call.
You could have, like, here's why I think that they're consciously making an effort to give him the record. You could have gave some of those carries to Kenny Gainwell. Because at that point, nothing that you did, the Dallas Cowboys could stop yesterday. They didn't stop it. So why are you still feeding him? You're feeding him because you want to get him as close as possible. I think that there, to his point, there might have been a conscious effort to say, hey, you know what, we're going to give him as many carries, see how close he can get. He's close. He's real close.
Mm-hmm.
So as a coach, now do you sit there and you tell him, you let him get 31 carries yesterday, and now you're going to sit him in office and say, hey, dog, I'm going to sit you next week. Why the hell you let him get 31 carries
well,
then?
Well, I guess the thought is 2,000, right? That was the goal.
Okay, well, we got that. Now let me go ahead and get this other 100. Let me go ahead and get this other 100 and just call it a day. 101. Let me call it a day.
And, like, 2,000 yards, don't get me wrong, great accomplishment. It's not in the same stratosphere as breaking the NFL rushing record.
That's 40, like, no, you know what it is, Kyle? It's not in the same stratosphere as breaking a 40-year record.
Well, right. That's what I mean. And it's even akin to saying, like, I'm okay with being one of the final 8 teams in the NFL and not winning the Super Bowl. Like, no, the top is the top.
Let me give you an example why. Chris Johnson was a good player, right? He was super fast. He had a nice run. One great year. Does anyone really care that Chris Johnson had one 2,000-yard season? I mean, I get maybe Titans fans care. I don't know. Right. But, like, in the annals of the NFL, it doesn't hit. Like, Chris Johnson, he had a great year. If he was the rushing champ all time, we would talk about him more. His name would be – Dickerson's name still stands out because he holds the record.
No, not only that, you talk about – like, I could just imagine when Saquon Barkley has autograph signings to put – what is it? What's the title would be? Single-season rushing leader or something
rushing
like that.
King?
Single-season rushing king or something crazy like that. That's going to be worth a lot of money. I mean, you know, if you're thinking about it from that perspective, I know that a lot of people say, well, that's individual. No, his teammates are part of that too, y'all. I mean, this is something historic that you're 101 yards away from. I think you should go for it.
I actually would feel differently if it was an individual record. Like if we were talking about a pitcher for strikeouts or a
sack record.
Sack record, right? Like then you say, hey, we got a bigger goal here, a team goal. We need you. But this is like this is a Jeff Stoutland thing. It's a Jordan Mailata. It's a Lane Johnson thing. It's all of them. Like this is not an individual thing. It's his name next to it. I think it's more than just about him. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Oh, my dream team. How y'all doing today? Welcome
back. What's up,
man?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, glad to hear from you guys again, man. Listen, this is my thing, right? We boys stay quiet here for a reason. And I'm going to say this to Sirianni. If you don't let this man get this record, you will hear this for the last game you'll coach for the Eagles. I'm going to tell you that right now. We will give it to you, and I'm advocating that for all the fans to give it to you. Because guess what? Let me get a little music, Kyle, please.
Give him some music, Kyle. On a Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday, baby. We gonna get the week started, baby. Because guess what? We've been all in from when the day started. We are all in team. We've been public enemy number one for the last 4 seasons. But guess what? This is the season to cash out on, baby. We've been chasing everything. We chased the team record. We chasing history. We chasing the NFL rushing record. And guess what? We chasing the Super Bowl also. And guess what? Everybody is all in, baby. This is the all-in season. The coaches is in. The fans is in. Everybody's in. It's a team effort. And guess what? We've got everything nobody else has. The heart to win and the will to win, baby. So right now, this is the season of all in. Let's be the real public enemy number one, and let's stay number one. All we're going to do is win. And the only team that can do that is E-L-E-S-Eagles.
Now we're talking, Will. Will came prepared. He got a week off.
Say, give him his music.
He was ready.
You didn't see Kyle back there with his hot dog hat on?
I did see Kyle with his hot dog hat. Hatfield was here today, Hugh.
Yeah, it's National Bacon Day.
That's making me wonder if that's why you're not being plant-based today.
Why? Because the
baby can't be plant-based on National Bacon Day.
No, it can't be. That's I'm not
true.
Being plant-based.
No,
but
I know you're not. I'm just I'm wondering if that's why. If that is an influence.
I was thinking about this all morning, man, because, you know, I'm listening to the show this morning. Shout out to the morning show. And I'm like, you know, I listen to all the different arguments. I listen to Rick Diddy and talking about, you know, what OJ would have wanted instead of the rushing title. He said he would have won the Super Bowl, but man.
Wait, what OJ would have wanted?
Yeah, what would OJ do?
I
that's a
feel
whole
like
lot.
I know, but.
Yeah, it was a whole lot there that we could, yeah. You know, we're going to keep him.
I'm sorry.
We only got to be here for a day.
The network's like, man, we got to put OJ's name on the screen again.
What would OJ do?
But
there's a poll for us right
there. It's one of those things where this is special. This is special. So you have to take advantage of this. 40 years, man. 40. Why you think Eric Dickerson all up in there got a little panties in the bunch?
Because he sees the record going down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the closest that he's probably ever been to it being broken. He'll probably be at the game this weekend holding up a sign saying, don't do it.
Can we get Eric Dickerson on the pregame show and boo him on Sunday?
Don't do it, boo! I mean, if you're going to be a hater, just be a hater out in public. Just be a hater in wide open, man. Don't be a hater.
If you got
in
Dickerson
silence.
On the pregame show, he would easily get booed at the link.
Oh, of course he would. Yeah, get him out of there, Dickerson.
By the way, like, I think Dickerson's allowed to not want Saquon to break his record. Like, I'm okay with
Would you be,
okay
so I get that. Like, deep down, you want to keep it. Would you be as overt about it as he is?
Well, I think he's just being honest. Like,
he's been an honest hater.
He's not going out of his way to say, hey, everybody, by the way, I don't want that. Like, he's going on all the shows now, right? This is a thing. He's being asked about it, and he's just being honest. It almost adds, it makes it a little more dramatic.
Well, if we want the most drama, then we need him in the Giants locker room before the game, giving them a pump-up That would be awesome. I mean, just to watch that, and then the Eagles come out and run down their throat, and Dickerson's sitting there crying in the crowd. 215-592-9495. All right, coming up. We're going to talk to Ross Tucker. We'll get to all your phone calls as well. Ross's thoughts on the Saquon going for the record, should they let him? And Ross, as an offensive lineman, I'm curious his perspective, how much they want it. Should they be asked about this? Because this isn't just a rushing record for an individual. It also goes to that offensive line as well. We'll get Ross' perspective and the NFC playoff picture. We now know the Eagles' opponents. We're down at two. There's only one of two teams they're going to face next weekend, or 2 weekends from now, at Lincoln Financial Field. It's either going to be the Commanders or the Packers. We'll talk to Ross about that and this NFC playoff picture, which we're not going to know who the number one seed in bye is until late Sunday night. Vikings and the Lions will play for that coming up. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NFL playoffs are almost here, but it's not too late to get in on the regular season action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel has so many ways for you to pick up a W. Not only can you bet on who will win the game, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points each team will score, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. This way, you'll be all set for the biggest games of the year. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance at $250 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. You like this one, you?
Not at all, Joe. But I do like Ross Tucker, though.
Well, we all do. Ross Tucker, as he's with us every single week, talking to men.
Special. Rushing for 2,000 yards is special. Winning the NFC East. Yeah, sweeping the logo. Turning the ball over four times again is special. But I want a lot more. Think about how special this journey's been so far, right? It can get a lot. We got a lot to be thankful for that. We got a hell of a lot to be thankful for. We are blessed by a ton, all right, in this room. All right, you guys have been blessed with great talents. All right, we got a special team. We want even more now.
You know what else? You know what else is special, Hugh?
What's that?
The rushing record.
Yes, it is. They're not done. I don't think they're done. I don't think they're done.
He's a player's coach. They all like him. If they want to go for this and he says no, I that's not good on him. Like I just don't think it's good for him in the locker room. Now, I know his job is to be the adult in the room. Doesn't always act like it, but his job is to be the adult in the room. I get that. But if those players who came to him, and it's the story that changed the season is when they said, let's run the football. How could you tell them no now? How could you tell Jordan Mailata and Dickerson and Saquon no now? You can't do it. Go for the record. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record next week against the Giants? How about this? Kind of interesting. So I would say, 90% of our callers so far, Hugh, have been on the play him, right?
Mm-hmm.
57% on the Twitter poll said play him. That means there is a silent, not majority, but a silent group out there. That
show yourselves.
That, 43% are saying no, but yet most of our callers today are on the yes. So there's people out there that are probably just a little afraid to say, it's okay.
More cowardly to not want the record or to not express? It's
cowardly or strong. That's probably why they don't want to call because you call them names. That's probably why.
You show up every day, we call you names.
I mean, but y'all don't bother me like that. I don't let y'all bother me.
Listen, if you
do call me,
there is also an incentive for you to come to work. I mean,
yeah, these bills keep coming.
That is true. He is getting.
I'm sure he'd suffer through getting berated by you and I if it wasn't a paycheck.
That's actually a really good point. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phone lines here, let's hear from a couple players and what they think here. First, let's hear from Darius Slay. His thoughts on Saquon on the backdrop. Of course, Eric Dickerson expressed that he doesn't want Saquon to break his record. Here's what Slay said about all that.
I mean, I would love him to have the record, but, you know, of course we need him way bigger than the record. But I would love him to have that record, definitely after what Dickerson said, too. That was not cool. So, yeah.
Well, Dickerson came out this weekend and said he doesn't want Saquon to break the record.
Yeah, because he want to be remembered. He's going to always be remembered, man. But, there's a group that it is funny because normally it's NBA players. Like the old head NBA players that I talk to, they talk about how much money these young guys are making and how they had to do this and that. And you would very rarely see NFL players do that. But now it's the time is changing. And Eric Dickerson is looking at it like, hell, it's been standing for 40 years. Give me 40 more. He wants to be the only one, you know. And it looked like it was trending in that direction for a while. I want Saquon to break it for the simple fact that we'll never travel this road again. Not for a while anyway, with the way that running backs are going. I don't think people realize and understand that the running back was going the way of the fullback. Like it really was. The way that they were devalued, dime a dozen, find them anywhere. You know, we had a coworker who used to talk about they say you could shake a tree. And, running backs will fall off the tree.
So even with the little renaissance here, Hugh, I don't think this is going to happen like next year. I mean, this is like a perfect storm, right? You have a great player, healthy player, great O-line, winning team. You know, you could put a great running back, let's just use Saquon as an example, right? He was just as good, maybe close to as good. Like, he wasn't like much of a difference of the player he is now. The player was in New York. He didn't come close to these kind of numbers because he didn't have the O-line. His team was down in games, obviously, so they had to throw a lot in the fourth quarter because they were losing every week. It's a perfect storm to get here. So, yeah, Dickerson could have – maybe he'll get his way, right? But if the bottom line is this. If it happens now – it might last forever. Dickerson's had it for 40 years. He's petty about it. That's fine. Let's also hear from AJ, who wants this record for Saquon.
Saquon hit that number.
Excited for him. He was trying so hard, guys. He was trying so hard. You know, I told him to get it done, but be safe, and I'm happy for him.
Do you want to see him go for the all-time rushing record next week?
Of course. Why not? You know, I want to be a part of that. You know, so looking back on the years, I'll say, hey, that's my teammate. You know, and he did it.
It's viewed as a Saquon thing, but you just said it. Like, what do you think it would mean for the team if he would set that record?
It means a lot, you know. His purposes, you know. Like I said, I like to say when I'm talking to my kids, I was a part of Saquon when he did it, you know, part of the team when he did that. So who knows what happens next week, so we'll see.
So I thought it was interesting there, him saying he told him to be careful. Did you notice the last carry Saquon had yesterday? He could have lowered his shoulder and tried to get a few more, but he got out of bounds. Like, there's a way to do this on Sunday.
Yeah.
And look, obviously you could pull a hamstring on any play. But what I mean be careful is not put yourself in super harm.
On the slide?
Well, like if you're in the sideline and three people are coming at you, just duck out of bounds.
And
right?
let's be honest. There are going to be some cats on that Giants team because they've kind of done this. They like to speak out of turn a lot. There are some cats out there that are idiots about what Saquon is doing, you know, and they're going to probably be on the field and they're going to dap him up and be like, wow, man, it's really nice down here in Philadelphia, huh? Like, it's going to be some of those conversations.
Sure.
Talking about being with the Giants organization. It's going to be fans of the New York Giants. It's probably some fans that's listening right now as we speak, Joe. Call in, New York Giant fans, and talk about how much you're excited for Saquon Barkley and his resurrection in the NFL, knowing that he played for a terrible organization that the one that you cheer for. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. We ain't going to tell nobody who you are. These calls are anonymous. We got anonymous calls. Ain't nobody going to know who you are.
No, your names are all on the screen.
Yeah.
And, don't do
and
that.
And they're locked in forever.
Don't do that. I'm trying to get some Giant fans to call
and
in.
And we do have caller ID.
What was the guy?
Peter and Maple Shade.
Peter and Maple Shade, who got in run-ins with Sirianni, which now as time goes on makes just some sense.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, there's some Giants fans out there that are there secretly, they're rooting for Saquon this weekend to break the record.
So we all want him to here, right? A lot of our callers so far want him to. There's another element to this. Do you think they're actually going to let him? There's two separate elements. So we have another poll up here. Do you think the Eagles will let Saquon go for the record on Sunday?
On a Monday, before this is the last, since I ain't going to be here all week,
yep.
I'm going to say yes. You know why?
Why?
Would that change if it was a Friday?
Yes, it would. Because, you know,
he'd be Plant Based on Friday.
Well,
it all depends.
But, no, I feel like, hell, they gave 31 carries yesterday.
I know. Part of me is a little bit nervous that was just to get over 2K, and that's they're content with that.
You nervous?
I'm nervous they won't let him try it.
Don't be nervous, Joe.
Well, I am. Well, of course I am.
No, I think they're going to let him break it, man. You got too close because you, like, giving him that many carries. You run the risk of getting close to breaking it. Mm. And they did that, and he did that, 101.
So I feel very strongly they should let him play. I don't feel very strongly they're going to let him play. Like, I want them to, and I think there's a chance. I don't think this is, like, out of left field. Like, I think there's a real chance they're going to lean that way. But, Kyle, I don't feel like it's locked in they're going to let him. The Eagles typically try to be on the cautious side with injuries, and they don't play anyone in the preseason. I do wonder if last year's in the back of their head that they had a game that had some meaning, but very little. And AJ got hurt. Jalen broke his finger. I wonder if they 2,000 they're content with. I don't want them to be, but a part of me is I'm not sure they're going to let him try.
No, it's not sure either. I truly think it's a 50-50 shot. I think Sirianni's going to have a lot to consider this week, and he's going to have to talk to the guys on the offense and the guys on the team and really gauge what they think. Sirianni said after the game, and we've seen before the season, he's mindful of these records, these milestones for players. So I think he's going to take some time to see how truly important it is for Saquon and the guys to go get this. And I think he'll make the decision based on that.
You think this is a Nick Sirianni only decision, or is Howie and Jeff involved?
Howie and Jeff.
Yeah, well,
I think they have to be involved.
The other element to this is that Nick Sirianni's his job could be on the line with this decision. If he plays them and he does get injured in a worst case scenario, he's getting canned.
Oh,
man.
I don't think so.
Now we're down this road. Let's play it out. Hugh, he plays him. He gets hurt. They lose in the first round.
He's out. There's no way you
can see. He's in big trouble.
I mean, I think that first round exit, regardless if Saquon get hurt or not, that's probably going.
Well, right.
That's the reality.
But that illustrates just how Sirianni's kind of hanging on by a thread here.
You know, honestly, no. I think that this is great for the organization as a whole. And as petty as the players are about these rivalries that we have against the Dallas Cowboys and the Giants and everybody else, I think it goes upstairs too.
Of course it does.
It goes to the owners as well. And for Mr. Lurie to be there and to be able to fleece your first round running back, your pride and joy, the one that you got on television said you'd be real sick if you saw him go to the Eagles, to have him get the record against you, here,
mm-hmm.
like that's huge. Now, anytime again, people, and I think that you know. We're all hung up on the injury part, and that's a part of it because you know it's football, and we're bigger fish to fry. But that's a risk that you take every time you go out there, and I think that we're too close for that to be the deciding factor. What if you get hurt? This is not the first game of the season. We're here, and we've seen next man up mentality. Now I know Saquon Barkley is a different man. He's a hell of a guy. But we saw that yesterday. It was on full display yesterday with Kenny Two Gloves and Tanner McKee. It was on full display yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't use that as an excuse.
So if Sirianni does bring this to Howie and Jeff, if I'm Howie, I want him to get the record. Like, think that list that they put on the screen yesterday, Merrill went all over the names when he was up with us, the 2,000-yard rushers. You know there was a theme with all the other ones except Saquon. They were all got 2,000 yards by the team that drafted them. Like, if I'm Howie Roseman, I signed in free agency the all-time rushing king. Like, if I want that, that's a feather in my cap if I'm Howie Roseman. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jake in West Philly. What's up, Jake?
Hey, listen, I don't think it's a decision that's going to be a team decision. I think Sirianni already made the decision because he didn't have him in there. If he was going for the record, he could have inched closer by leaving him in garbage time and picking up another 20, 30 yards. I think the decision is made.
So, Jake, you might be right, but I was thinking about that yesterday. I also wondered if they just have a number in their head where it's too many carries in a game. Like, you know, in baseball, the pitch count, like he was at 31 carries. I just wonder if they say 35 is egregious. No matter what, we're not giving a running back 35 carries. And that's why they said no more yesterday.
I hear you, but again, if they were really going for the record, they would try to make it as few yards as possible that he would need in the last game by running up more of them on that game. But the other thing too is, let's don't discount the fact that 2,000 yards is a heck of an accomplishment, whether he gets the record or not. There's a really small list of people who got 2,000 yards. That's enough right there to be satisfied with. I don't think Nick is going to
play. That's enough,
and I think he's already made that decision. Like, be happy with the fact he got 2,000 yards. Nick is not going to play him. It's a done deal.
Well, I don't have to. I mean, 2,000 yards is great, but it's not. It's not the record.
That's enough. It's crazy though.
If he was going to chase the record, he would have left him in garbage time to get some more yards.
No, they're not
going for it.
I understand your perspective, but Jake, I think there could be more to the idea that it's just too many carries in one game. Like, how many carries were they going to give him yesterday in a single game? 40?
I don't know, but again, it's like, why would that be too many? If we're discounting the possibility of injury, then why is it that at 31 carries, he's cut off, but...
Well, the game was out of hand.
31 carries,
well,
but, and you got 41 points.
Yeah, and he can get a week to rest.
Yeah, also, there's the element of they got him close enough yesterday to make this realistic. You know what I mean? Like, that last 20-yard gain on Sunday got him over 2,000 and put this in play, right? It's not like he only needs 100 now. It's not like he needs 150 or 140 or 130. 100 is really not... It's not that much.
You do hear the math here, right? If he gets 3 or 4 more carries for another 20 yards, then he only needs like 80.
I know.
No, we hear the math, but you're not hearing the point that we're making, though. I mean, because
you're 31, it was too many carries.
No,
when was the last time a running back in the NFL had 35 carries in a game? I mean, I don't know.
I have no idea. When's the last time a running back in the NFL had 2,000 yards?
Derrick Henry in 2020, 2020.
It doesn't happen often.
Right, but it also happened 4 years ago. Like 2,000 yards is cool, but not. I mean, 8 or 9 guys getting to something is fun, but it's not. It's not being the number one is number one.
Oh yeah. So you're saying to me that Sirianni, by pulling him, was not signaling, like, we're not chasing this record?
I don't think a decision is made. That's my point. You may be right, Jake, on this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, none of us know the answer right now. I don't think they've made the decision. Jake, we appreciate the phone call.
You get
I don't
it, man.
Think they've made
you could have, like, here's why I think that they're consciously making an effort to give him the record. You could have gave some of those carries to Kenny Gainwell. If because at that point, nothing that you did, the Dallas Cowboys could stop yesterday. They didn't stop it. So why are you still feeding him? You're feeding him because you want to get him as close as possible. I think that there, to his point, there might have been a conscious effort to say, hey, you know what, we're going to give him as many carries, see how close he can get. He's close. He's real close.
Mm-hmm.
So as a coach, now do you sit there and you tell him, you let him get 31 carries yesterday, and now you're going to sit him in office and say, hey, dog, I'm going to sit you next week. Why the hell you let him get 31 carries
well,
then?
Well, I guess the thought is 2,000, right? That was the goal.
No, okay, well, we got that. Now let me go ahead and get this other 100. Let me go ahead and get this other 100 and just call it a day. 101. Let me call it a day.
And, like, 2,000 yards, don't get me wrong, great accomplishment. It's not in the same stratosphere as breaking the NFL rushing record.
You know what it is, Kyle? It's not in the same stratosphere as breaking a 40-year record.
Well, right. That's what I mean. And it's even akin to saying, like, I'm okay with being one of the final 8 teams in the NFL and not winning the Super Bowl. Like, no, the top is the top.
Let me give you an example why. Chris Johnson was a good player, right? He was super fast. He had a nice run. One great year. Does anyone really care that Chris Johnson had one 2,000-yard season? I mean, I guess maybe Titans fans care. I don't know. Right. But, like, in the annals of the NFL, it doesn't hit. Like, Chris Johnson, I know he had a great year. If he was the rushing champ all time, we would talk about him more. His name would be – like Dickerson's name still stands out because he holds the record.
No, not only that, you talk about – like I could just imagine when Saquon Barkley has autograph signings to put – what is it? What's the title would be? Like single-season rushing leader or something
rushing
like that.
King?
Single-season rushing king or something crazy like that. That's going to be worth a lot of money. I mean, you know, if you're thinking about it from that perspective, I know that a lot of people say, well, that's individual. No, his teammates are part of that too, y'all. I mean, this is something historic that you're 101 yards away from. I think you should go for it.
I actually would feel differently if it was an individual record. Like if we were talking about a pitcher for strikeouts or a
sack record.
Sack record, right? Like then you say, hey, we got a bigger goal here, a team goal. We need you. But this is like this is a Jeff Stoutland thing. It's a Jordan Mailata. It's a Lane Johnson thing. It's all of them. Like this is not an individual thing. It's his name next to it. I think it's more than just about him. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Oh, my dream team. How y'all doing today? Welcome
what's up,
back.
Man?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, glad to hear from you guys again, man. Listen, this is my thing, right? We boys stay quiet here for a reason. And I'm going to say this to Sirianni. If you don't let this man get this record, you will hear this for the last day you'll coach for the Eagles. I'm going to tell you that right now. We will give it to you, and I'm advocating that for all the fans to give it to you. Because guess what? Let me get a little music, Kyle, please.
Give me some music, Kyle. On a Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday, baby. We gonna get the week started, baby. Because guess what? We've been all in from when the day started. We are all in team. We've been public enemy number one for the last 4 seasons. But guess what? This is the season of cash out on, baby. We've been chasing everything. We chased the team record. We chasing the history. We chasing the NFL rushing record. And guess what? We chasing the Super Bowl also. And guess what? Everybody is all in, baby. This is the all-in season. The coaches is in. The fans is in. Everybody's in. It's a team effort. And guess what? We've got everything nobody else has. the heart to win, and the world to win, baby. So right now, this is the season of all in. Let's be the Republic Enemy number one, and let's be number one. All we're going to do is win. And the only team that can do that is E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles.
Now we're talking, Will. Will came prepared. He got a week off.
Said, give him his music.
He was ready.
You didn't see Kyle back there with his hot dog hat on there?
I did see Kyle with his hot dog hat. Hatfield was here today, Hugh.
Yeah, it's National Bacon Day.
That's making me wonder if that's why you're not being plant-based today.
Why? Because
you can't be plant-based on National Bacon Day.
No, it can't be.
That's
I'm not
true.
Being plant-based.
No,
but
I know you're not. I'm just I'm wondering funny, if that's Kyle? Why, if that is an influence here.
I was thinking about this all morning, man, because, you know, I'm listening to the show this morning. Shout out to the morning show. And I'm like, you know, I listen to all the different arguments. I listen to Rick Diddy and talking about, you know, what O.J. would have wanted. Instead of the rushing title, he said he would want the Super Bowl. But man,
wait, what OJ would have won?
Yeah, what would OJ do?
I
that's a
feel
whole
like
lot.
I know, but
yeah, it's a whole lot there that we could, yeah. You know, we go keep him. We only got to be here for a day.
The network's like, man, we got to put OJ's name on the screen again.
What would OJ do?
So, but
there's a poll for us.
It's one of those things where this is special. This is special. So you have to take advantage of this. 40 years, man. 40. Why you think Eric Dickerson all up in there got a little panties in the butt?
Because he sees the record going 40, down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the closest that he's probably ever been to it being broken. He'll probably be at the game this weekend holding up a sign saying, don't do it.
Can we get Eric Dickerson on the pregame show on Boom on Sunday?
Don't do it, Boo! I mean, you know, if you're going to be a hater, just be a hater out in public. Just be a hater in wide open, man. Don't be a hater.
If you got
in
Dickerson
silence.
On the pregame show, he would easily get booed at the link.
Oh, of course he would. Get him out of there, Dickerson.
By the way, like, I think Dickerson's allowed to not want Saquon to break his record. Like, I'm okay with
Would you be,
okay
so I get that. Like, deep down, you want to keep it. Would you be as overt about it as he is?
Well, I think he's just being honest. Like,
he's been an honest hater.
He's not going out of his way to say, hey, everybody. By the way, I don't want that. Like, he's going on all the shows now, right? This is a thing. He's being asked about it, and he's just being honest. It almost adds, it makes it a little more dramatic.
Well, if we want the most drama, then we need him in the Giants locker room before the game, giving them a pump up. That would be awesome. I mean, just to watch that, and then the Eagles come out and run down their throat, and Dickerson's sitting there crying in the crowd. 215-592-9495. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Ross Tucker. We'll get to all your phone calls as well. Ross's thoughts on the Saquon going for the record, should they let him? And Ross, as an offensive lineman, I'm curious his perspective, how much they want it. Should they be asked about this? Because this isn't just a rushing record for an individual. It also goes to that offensive line of Stoutland as well. We'll get Ross's perspective and the NFC playoff picture. We now know the Eagles' opponents. We're down to two. There's only one of two teams they're going to face next weekend, or 2 weekends from now, at Lincoln Financial Field. It's either going to be the Commanders or the Packers. We'll talk to Ross about that and this NFC playoff picture, which we're not going to know who the number one seed in bye is until late Sunday night. Vikings and the Lions will play for that coming up. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NFL playoffs are almost here, but it's not too late to get in on the regular season action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel has so many ways for you to pick up a W. Not only can you bet on who will win the game, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points each team will score, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. This way, you'll be all set for the biggest games of the year. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance at $250 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.